Parashas Shemini, it is interesting to note that the Torah calls Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as we know, that was the inauguration of the Mishkan, and we would think that the Torah would say Yom Echad L'Chodesh Arishon, a similar lashon to that, and not call it the eighth day, as if it was the eighth day, counting the other 7 days of the Miluim. And in actuality, they were very different. The 7 days of the Miluim before was, so to speak, a practice run. It was put up, taken down. The eighth day was when it was, so to speak, put up permanently. The first day that the Shekhinah was Shaira. So why would it call it the eighth day? Rosh Hashiva in Sefer Kol Dodi gives a beautiful explanation. We notice that in the world in general, the means to an end many times is not very important. As long as the goal is reached, all the effort and pain to do whatever it might be, of course, a positive sense, the negative, it's best not to talk about, not to have at all, as we can understand. But to reach that positive goal, whether it be a tzaddik, a mitzvah, all the toil is really very important. As we understand, if we examine it, without that toil, you cannot have that result. You cannot have that great tzaddik without all the toil and pain to become that tzaddik before him. Or any mitzvah. For instance, a Seder night. For those few hours, that beautiful Seder that it encompasses all those mitzvahs. As we all know, it took weeks and months, especially the Eish HaChayil, the Balabastas, their toil and careful preparation together with their husbands to prepare for that Seder. And again, true for every single mitzvah, we do it the right way. And that's what Hashem wants us to learn, this very important lesson. Baruch Hashem, to Hashem, all those preparations, toil, hard work is not forgotten, and we get the greatest schar, Me'etz Hashem, for that toil, because without that toil, that result cannot happen. And therefore, it's called by Yom HaShmini, the eighth day of all those 7 days beforehand, which was, so to speak, that practice run. You could not have had this eighth day the way it is without that preparation. That's why one must never give up. One must never get fed up because of tediousness that they feel. They might think it's not worthwhile, all the trouble, tsar, that they might have to go through in order to accomplish a good thing. But they have to realize what Hashem is teaching us here. That is the beauty that's so dear to Hashem, that they don't give up, that they continue, no matter what, to accomplish the goal, to do the Ritzayin Hashem. It's similar to something that Moshe Zatzal says in Dorosh Moshe in Parshas Korach by the Matei Aaron, when it says Vayotzei Ferach Vayotzei Tzitz. So we can ask, and it says Vayimoshkeidim, why does it have to show the budding of the fruit? Why not just show the finished product, the almonds? And Rosh Hashiva Zatzal says similarly, because Hashem is showing how important and dear to Him all that budding and toil before Him in order to reach that status of the full-blown fruit, beautiful fruit, is just as important. In fact, it's most important, because without it you cannot have that result. Nothing good comes easy. And therefore, one must always be aware of that. And that's the pshat we could say, that the Yalkut Shimoni says, on Zeh HaDovar, when Moshe Rabbeinu in Pasuk Vav says, Zeh HaDovar Shetzivu Hashem Ta'asu, why does he use a singular expression instead of plural? There are many things he did. So the Yalkut says that just like Hashem is the Yochid Be'olamo, so also we should be in our melacha unique, following Hashem's way, unique in the way that no matter what, we will not let anything push us away from doing the Ritzayin Hashem. We are those other nations, peoples might give up, like we have on Har Sinai, of all the nations of the world. We accepted it, no questions asked. And we should continue to always be that unique nation, just like Hashem is unique, to never let anything get in the way of the right thing. Pasuk Zayin says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron to Va'asei eschatoscho besolosecho b'chaper ba'adcho ba'ad'om. Would seem strange that he's telling Aaron that with his karban he's supposed to have the kapara for himself, which we can understand as the beginning of the parsha explains, and but for the yom. Why, if the people are bringing their separate kabanos, they're being brought for them to have a kapara for them, why would it be that the kabanos of Aaron are also said to be a kapara for them? So one pshat that Rosh Hashiva says is that we find in Parshas Vayikra, when it says Asher Nosi Yechetos, Rashi brings down the Chazal that Asher is Loshon Ashrei, happy is the Dora that the Nosi, Nosein Lev, the Habi Kapara Al Shegugoso, that the Nosi brings a carbon for his Shkaga, Kal V'Chomer, that he will bring it for a Mezid. And there's more than that. In that pshat, the point is, as we can understand, he has to set a role model. The people learn from their leaders, just as in a family situation or whatever situation, ideally to learn from the leader who's supposed to take care. So if they follow what they're supposed to do, then the people have what to learn from. Chas v'shalom, the other way, not. And the reverse is also true. When the people are on a low level, it is harder, more difficult for the leader also to reach higher levels. as we can understand by Noach in his door, like Rashi brings there. It was in another door, would have even been a higher tzaddik. So because of this difficulty, that's why Aaron, as a leader, the Kohen Gadol, also has that effect upon the people, and vice versa. So therefore, his kapara is also ideally a kapara in a positive way for them also. You see in Pasuk of days that it says, "Vayisa Aaron es yodo v'lohem v'yivarechin," that Hashem, that Aaron, blessed the people with Birchas Kohanim. As we know also, in the Beis HaMikdash, after the Avodah, the Kohanim, Meduchen. But it's interesting that, as we just said, he's finished the Kabanos, offering them up, as the Pesukim before say. And after this, Birchas Kohanim, the Pasuk says, Vayered Niaso Sachatos V'Lo Vashlonim, that he went down from making the chatas and all the shlomim, the kabanos, which is strange. He already did that. Why would it use that lashon after the Birchas Kohanim? It would appear, we can say, that what the Torah is teaching us here is that without the Birchas Kohanim, the way it should be, and especially the way we see the nusach of the bracha, ba'ahava, very unusual, that lashon bracha, think, Hashem kitshonu b'kdushoso shalanu mitzivonu v'erechas am Yisrael, but no, it wasn't enough. Without that ahava, without having the ahava, the love of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Bein Adam L'Makom, that was done with the Kabbano, so to speak, all well and good, but that's not enough. You cannot have one without the other. A mistake that people make, whether they say they're a Jew by heart, being nice, whatever. Of course, we know without learning the Torah and the Halachas and fulfilling them, you cannot fulfill that either completely. But without the Bein Adam HaMakom, of course, it's nothing. It's just convenience, because they agree, because they feel like it, Chas V'Shalom. And the other way around also, the Bein Adam HaMakom, without Bein Adam HaChaveiro, is worthless, Chas V'Shalom. Hashem wants both. They're both important. They both have to be done. In fact, you have a halacha that if Chas V'Shalom, a Kohen, has a sinner for a member of the congregation, he's not allowed to duchen. Chas V'Shalom, get mitzvah for it. And the other way around also, if a congregant has a sinner for the Kohen. And that's what it's showing us here. After all the kabbanos are done, if you don't have that Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that Oyev es Habrios that Aaron HaKohen had, like in Pirkei Avos, it says, Mekarvin L'Torah, then there's something wrong. And the Torah is not becoming part of you the way it should be. Chol Netzivoseh HaShalom. And therefore, the only way the Avodah is truly complete and done and finished is if you have that. That's why the Torah says, only after the Birchas Kohanim, which of course we know Aaron, the Oev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom, had done that, was the Avodah truly finished the way Hashem would want. In Perek Yud, Pasuk Beis, it says that the sons of Aaron, when they brought the Esh Zara before Hashem, that they weren't commanded to do, it says, Ve'yamusu lefnei Hashem, and they died before Hashem. Of course, we understand that everything is lefnei Hashem. What is the Pasuk telling us by this? So of course, one thing we can say is, as we see, Rashi brings from Chazal, the difference of opinion, it is not known by us what really was the chet here of the sons of Aaron. So we could say, of course, that it was only before Hashem that it was known the true reason. Rosh Hashiva points out another point from the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Be'ezam and Aleph, where it mentions that, of course, we have to understand, as we see from all the Midrashim, they were great tzaddikim, no doubt about it. But the Gemara mentions that they felt, and of course it was totally lishma, but they did make a mistake in what they felt, that it was time for them to become the leaders. They felt the generation now needs that, and they were mistaken, of course. And we can say that that's point of Esh Zara. That was the fire Esh, representing Torah Esh Das Lamoi, to show a Mida Kaneged Mida, that Fidei Me'adregosam, they made that mistake. Also, you see in Parshas Bamidbar that it says, Uvanin lo hayu lahem, they didn't have children, didn't kind of mitzvah as of yet, a period of a year of yet. And the Gemara Darshans in Yavamis, Samach Dalei Raman Aleph, that we can say from here that the Torah is showing us that if they did, that would have been a malavet zchus on them. As we know, you can never tell what will tip the scale. As the Rambam says, one has to always look at it as if it's equal. And the next thing, it's up to him. It's a tremendous responsibility to think that he might be the one to tip the scales of the universe. And therefore, that's what it's telling us here. And the Rosh Hashiva Shlita explains even more, that when we analyze it, you can see very clearly how when one is chayiv, chas v'shalom misa, of course Hashem looks at every aspect. And at times, even though that person himself might be deserving of that, but when Hashem looks at all the, so to speak, collateral damage, which the world calls as if it's needed, so to speak. With Hashem, nothing like that is needed. He figures out everything. And therefore, he takes into consideration family members, whatever, and we can say friends, acquaintances, effects that it has on others, the tzar that it would be cause others, can be a factor for sure in the decision process. And that's why we can see very clearly, even a shlolishma level, why it's very good to have as many friends, so to speak, as possible. Gemara explains that that's why the Pash begins with the Lashon Bayihi, which is a Lashon of sadness, in order to tell us about how sad it was that the day brought about, also came about, the death of the sons of Aaron, these great tzaddikim. And that's Pshat when Moshe Rabbeinu says that Hashem said, "Bikrovaye kadosh," in Pasuk Gimel. With my near ones, the ones that are karov to me, I would be mekadesh. It would be a kiddush Hashem. And as Rashi brings down from Chazal of Pshat, because when Hakadosh Baruch Hu judges the tzaddikim on such chut hasaris, hairbreadths, he is raised and feared by the people, because they understand that if tzaddikim are punished in such a way, kal v'chomer the rishayim. And as Rashi explains more in depth, that to teach the Bnei Yisrael that you can't be too familiar, know where your boundaries are, not to overstep those boundaries, that no matter how great of a tzaddik you are, you have to realize that there's a point where you can't go beyond. And therefore, that's why when it says that Aaron and his sons, Elazar and Sama, that remained, should not prava avelis, should not show any signs of avelis as far as letting the hair grow, tearing the bgadim. So we can understand that that's the point to show, and that's by Yidam Aaron also, that you would be taking away the lesson here, the Kiddush Hashem, the greatness of that tzaddikim. It has to be shown in this way, in the positive light. They didn't die in vain, Chas v'Shalom. Can't happen. They were mekayim the Kiddush Hashem, the lesson to be learned by Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when it's said, "Va'achechem kol beis Yisrael yivkuyas esreifu ashesoraf Hashem," they should cry for the loss of the tzaddikim. What's pshat? Pshat is that they have to realize that it was because they had to learn such a lesson that was a factor in the mitzvah of these tzaddikim. They should do the proper tshuva and realize the yira of Hashem that has to be in order not to sin, in order to do His will, not to get, so to speak, lahavdul bari bari, but to understand your place. And that's the crying, the tshuva, the lesson to be learned. We see in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Vav, the ability of a mikveh, a mayan, to make something that's tamei tahor. And Rosh Hashiva points out in the Sefer Paparos, the Chochma, that we see this in the word of Mayan also, the ability of that water to, so to speak, sweeten that tuma, because yinam is to sweeten, to make pleasant. The same letters as Mayan. So the question is, what is this symbolizing? This power of water to make something tamei tahor. As we know from the Gemara in Tainis Zayin Amar Aleph, that the Torah is compared to water. Like the Pasuk in Yeshaya, they bring. And therefore, Torah and water is very similar. For instance, the fact that water without water, there cannot be any life. As even Rahavdil, the scientists, know. When they look for any life on any planet, and they're searching, water is an essential. And even though water has no flavor, no beautiful look, so to speak, clear, so also Torah. Torah has that ability to bring out the most beautiful ruchnius out of the most worst kind of tumah, that spiritual tumah. That no matter how low a person sinks, Torah has that ability to bring out the most beautiful person if he learns the lessons of Torah. Even though when you look at it, how does it do it? How does, so to speak, learning Elam Metzius or whatever it might be, bring that about? But that's the beauty and the, so to speak, secrets of Torah that Hashem instilled in it, just like water, that ability. When you look at it, it's tasteless, colorless, and yet, without it, you cannot live. So also, the Torah can do it if you apply yourself without any apparent reason. Like the Parah Aduma. At the end of the Parsha, it talks about the not eating shkotzim, remosim, insects, creeping things, vermin. And it says in Pasuk Mem Gimel, so you should not become defiled when it mesim bom. Mem Dalet says, in order that you should be holy. Mem Hei says, because I am Hashem that brought you up. Hamale eschem eretz mitzrayim. And we have some very interesting lashonos here. The Nitnesim is spelled without an aleph. Not as usual, where you have Tomei with an aleph. Pasuk Mem Hei, when it says brought you up, very unusual again. It doesn't say Hotzeitzi takes you out, but Hamale brings you up. And Chazal Darshan on this, in the Gemara in Yuma, Amites Amar Aleph, from dismissing letter Aleph, that is teaching from Timtum, stopping up, blocking, that even without realizing it, the Shkotzim and Ramosim have the ability to, on a not only physical level, on a spiritual level, to be metamtim halev, to block the heart, making it insensitive to what Hashem wants of us. That's why it's so important to fulfill this as all the mitzvahs of the Torah, because otherwise you go downhill instead of uphill. And that's the ma'ale, that it brings us up from any madregas of tuma. And in fact, that's why we see Tamei, as Rosh Shiva points out, is gematria 50. As we know, the 50 levels of tuma, that in Mitzrayim, that the Bnei Yisrael reached 49. If Chas V'Shalom 50, it would have been a point of no return. That's the point of bringing us out of the levels of tuma, all of them, to the levels corresponding of tahara. And that's why we see that even in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Peyalef, the Ramah brings that one should not give an infant to be nursed by a goya, chas v'shalom, or anyone who eats these tamei dika things, because it can have that effect. We have to be so careful. And especially, as the Gemara in Yevamos says, the Bnei Yisrael are noted for their innate Baishonim Rachmanim Gomri Chasodim. They are innately, because of the Torah, the Koyach HaTorah, and that they learn and fulfill it, they have that shame, sense of shame, sense of mercy, and sense of doing good deeds, helping others, all kinds of good. And that's part of the bringing up, the Mala from Eretz Mitzrayim, the culture of Mitzrayim, where it was just the opposite, the cruelty, the selfishness we found there. And that's why it's so important, no matter where we are, wherever we are, in any Golis or not Golis, make sure we keep kashrus and all things that Hashem wants of us, that we should never fall prey to these alien forces. And Ken Yehi Ratzon, that we always fulfill